So, Jensen, you missed the last couple of games, obviously. What's it like to get back into the lineup, especially knowing how important tonight's game was?
Yeah, it's exciting. Obviously, you don't want to miss any games. This close to playoffs when we're making a push. So, I mean, it was hard to watch. But, yeah, just happy able to get back in tonight. And, yeah, a lot more fun playing, that's for sure.
What did you see from the team, obviously, from sitting out those couple of games, watching the games? What did you notice from them and bringing that into tonight's game?
I mean, anytime you watch, I think the game just looks a little slower. I think everyone kind of feels that way. So I think kind of just telling myself once I'm on the ice that I got time and space and just kind of playing with that confidence and kind of just being able to control the puck a little bit more. I think that's important, especially in these games that are really tight. You don't want to have any turnovers or just give it back to them. So I think that's a big part of kind of just watching.
Speaking of keeping it tight, what did you think of that second goal that Texas scored? We asked Cam about it. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Yeah, it was unfortunate. I mean, our line was out there for the first one, and we wanted to kind of get one back for us, and I think that happened one of the next shifts after. So you don't want to see that, but end of the day, I think now we can kind of laugh about it since we won. So, yeah, you don't see it very often, but I don't know, just got to be aware.
Well, you know, and the idea is that you guys, that could have been a very deflating goal, especially against a very good Texas team, but instead you guys still managed to push back, tie the game, and then take a lead. So what does that say about your squad?
Yeah, I think it's just being resilient. I think obviously those bounces are going to happen, and you want more for you than against, but like I said, I think those things happen. You just got to stick with it, and coach did a good job kind of regrouping us after each period, and we didn't start very strong, but I think we were in the game the whole time, so that's good for us.
And third period, they tie the game. You managed to dipsy-doodle. What'd you see on your setup to Girard to give you guys the go-ahead goal?
I mean, the puck, I think, hit me in the visor and then went in the corner. So I was just trying to get there first. And when I looked up, I had a lot of space. So that's kind of, like I was saying earlier, I think realizing you got a lot of time and you can make some plays. So I think I was just trying to kind of keep my feet moving and hopefully something would open up, and it did. And G did a good job kind of bearing down and putting that in.
Talking about the idea of the playoff mentality that you guys have had really since the Christmas reset, I mean, especially here at home, 15-1, 0-1 in your last 17 games, 2 points now back of Texas. Is it a little bit wearing on you ever that, you know, you guys, each game becomes more and more important, or are you guys just relishing that opportunity?
I think we're kind of used to it by now. I think when everyone was even talking right after Christmas, I know I had a few interviews where I was saying it's pretty much playoff hockey then, and a month and a half, 2 months later, and we're still saying the same thing. So I think hopefully we can get there, and then we'll be used to it by then, right? So, yeah, we've been playing good lately, especially at home, and I just want to keep it going the rest of the homestand here.
Just a quick one for you. We hear a lot about depth, and usually it's talking about forward depth. I just want to ask you about the defensive depth your team has this year. A couple points from the Olinen and Beaudoin unit tonight.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you want depth everywhere, and I think up front is big for goal scoring, but I think, like, tonight's a good example that it can come from the back too. So I mean, Oli was a great pickup at Christmas there, and good in the locker room. Obviously he's been playing really well ever since we got him, so he was great for us. And yeah, I think Stan had a couple tonight too, and Boder, obviously when he's playing, he's a big force out there for us. So I think yeah, with Stoyo out of the lineup, some guys had to pick up some slack, and they're showing they can.